Into the Light Ministries is proud to present Your Alarm Call with Reverend Ron Bernier. Now we ask you to sit back and open your mind and your spirit to what God has to say to you on Your Alarm Call.
For the first time, the entire nation of Israel, all of the prophets, good and bad, they're all bad, but they finally say something. Their mouth finally opens. And they said, yes, we will do this. That is a good idea. The end of verse 24. That is a good idea. All of their combined intelligence, the best they could come up with, is that is a good idea. So Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose one ox for yourselves and prepare it first, for you are many. Call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it. They took the ox which was given them, and they prepared it, and they called on the name of Baal. From morning until noon, saying, O Baal, answer us. But there was no voice, and no one answered. And they leaped about the altar which they had made. You ever hear a clearer definition of a Pentecostal meeting? Everybody screaming and jumping around, and there's no voice from heaven. The buckets are full, all the money's collected, the Bibles have been sold, all the offerings are in, but there's not a word from heaven. God has not said a word. And it came about at noon that Elijah mocked them. He's still all by himself. The whole nation is there. The army is there. The false prophets are there. Everybody's there. Elijah. He said in a louder voice, call out with a loud voice, for he is a God. Maybe he's occupied. Maybe he went outside. Maybe he's on a journey. Or maybe your God fell asleep and he needs somebody to wake him up. So jump around a little more. Make a little more noise. Wake your God up. And they did. They cried with a louder voice. And they cut themselves according to their custom with swords and lances until the blood gushed out on them. You see, a false God always requires something from you. In a false God, you gotta pay for it. You gotta pay your own penalty. You gotta hurt yourself. In the prophets of Baal, they took swords and daggers and knives and cut themselves all off the back, the front, all over. They had blood all over the place. You see, you gotta pay that penance. You gotta do it first. You gotta put in the offering. You got to give the love offering. You got to buy the vaccine. You got to touch the prayer cloth. You got to do the thing first before you get anything done. That's the best thing there is of a false god. You got to do it. Maybe your god's still sleeping. But if it cuts yourself bad enough, you get enough blood running around, then maybe that'll do it. Okay, let me go on. I'm just about done. I know how glad you are to hear that. And they shouted out, but there was no voice, and no one answered. And it came about when midday was past, we're in verse 29, that they raved, and the word raved here is screamed at the top of their lungs. They raved until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice. No one answered. Their God, nobody paid any attention. Then, verse 30, please pay attention. Then Elijah said to all of the people, come on over here next to me. All day long there's been nobody with Elijah. He's all alone. All day long, the entire nation, everybody they could get up there, has been sitting in that heat. Have you ever been near Mount Carmel? It's hot. They've been sitting up there in that heat. They've been listening to this deafening screaming coming from all of these ludicrous prophets who are cutting themselves and gashing themselves and blood running all over and screaming at their gods. And for the first time, Elijah said, now get over here by me. And they all obey. So all of the people came near unto him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. And Elijah took 12 stones. Verse 31. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. So with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. Then he made a trench around the altar. Then he arranged the wood and he cut the ox in pieces and he laid it on the wood. Now listen to this. Then Elijah said, fill 4 pitchers, big pitchers, with water and pour it all over the burnt offering, on the wood, on the meat, every place, pour that water. And they did. And when they were finished, Elijah said, do it again. They filled up the pitchers of water, and they poured it all over the wood, and they poured it all over the meat, they poured it all over everything. Everything was soaking wet. And they thought, surely this is enough. Elijah said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water flowed around the altar. It filled that trench that they had dug. It filled it with water. The earth couldn't take anymore. It couldn't soak in. It filled that trench with water. And then it came about at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near. He didn't take out a sword, cut himself all to pieces. But he said, O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, today, that's getting pretty late, today let it be known that thou art God in Israel, that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, that this people may know thou, O Lord, art God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Now think about it. This isn't a storybook. Think about it. Think if you'd have been there, if you'd have seen this. Then the fire of God, the fire, you would have seen it, the fire of God came down from heaven. The fire fell and it consumed that soaking wet wood, that soaking wet meat. It consumed it all. And then it took all the water out of that trench. And then it leaped up and it licked up all the stones to go along with it. That's some fire when it burns up the stones to go along with it. It burned up everything. It licked up the water. It licked up the stones. When all of the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God. And then Elijah said to them, Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. They seized them. Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon, and he slew them. He killed them right there. 850 of them were killed. Now, Elijah said to Ahab, Get up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of a heavy shower. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, but Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he crouched down on the earth, and he put his face between his knees. I show you the difference. The world, the entire world, the king, everybody else, the world sat down after that demonstration, after that fire from God. They sat down to eat and to drink, but the man of God, the holy man of God, the man filled with faith, he went to the mountain to pray. He didn't want nothing to do with their food. He didn't want nothing to do with their party. He went to the mountain to pray. And he said unto his servant, Go and look toward the sea. So he went and he looked and he said, There is nothing. He said, Go back. Seven times he made him go back. And it came about that at the seventh time, that he said, Behold, a cloud as small as a man's hand is coming up from the sea. And he said, Go, say unto Ahab, Prepare your chariot and go down, that the heavy shower does not stop you. So it came about in a little while that the sky grew black with clouds and wind. And there was a heavy shower, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. But here comes the miracle, folks. Then the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins, and he outran Ahab to Jezreel. Now the king had his cart or horses or whatever, but as fast as they could go, plus his head start, they weren't any match at all, because the man of God, the servant of God, could outrun them. Now, all of this, everything I've shared today has been for this one reason. Don't you dare shut it off now. All of this has been for one reason. It's later than you think. We are no longer looking for the end days. We are looking at the end days. God is calling many of you. Men, women, He's calling young men, young girls. Don't let your age interfere. God has been speaking to your heart and you know it. He's calling some of you that are pastoring churches. You don't belong there and you know it. Oh, it's comfortable. The tithe's coming in every week. It's nice. Congregations even picked up my medical insurance. It's nice. The wife would never go for living by faith, then you better leave the wife and you better go live by faith. Because God is talking to you, and you know it. There's people in that church and God is speaking to you. And He's telling you it's time to go. Remember I said, remind me, I want to go back to something. I want to tell you what the God of today is. The Word of God says that if you've got two of something, and your brother doesn't have any, and he needs one, then give him yours. Do you know that that will work with just about anything? Just about anything. Unless that thing that God is asking you to give up is your car. Couldn't be. Can't hear a thing. God is not speaking to me. Yes, I do have three cars. Yes, there is a minister here. Yes, there is an evangelist here. Yeah, there are people got to walk here. No, God can't be speaking to me. Not my car. Because that car has become your God and it will go to hell with you. And it will burn forever underneath you. That car has become your God. You know it, and I know it. But more importantly, God knows it. Tonight, the word of the Lord says, today I bring you life and death. Today, I'm bringing you the call of God, which you already know, which you already heard. You need to go someplace. You need to have some hands laid on you. You need to be anointed. And then you need to get out. By faith, you can trust in God to take care of your needs. I know people that do not have the faith to go out and work for God, but they will go down here and get on an American Airlines and fly off with a pilot they never met in their life, with the whole plane full of people they never met in their life. They don't know anything about any of them. The pilot maybe never graduated from grade school for all they know. But they will put their life, their wife's life, their kid's life, they will put everybody's life in that guy's hands. They don't even know him. But for God, they can't trust him. My car? Oh, no, can't be that, no. Money in the bank? Oh, no, Lord, I was saving that to pay off the mortgage. Still got to get little Gloria through college. You got to get Bobby through college. You got to do this. You got to do. You'll be dead. It won't make any difference. Don't have to be your fault. Be on your way home from work tonight, today, wherever, I don't know. Car comes over the center line, got nothing to do with you. You're perfectly law-abiding. He takes you head-on, doing 90. Bye-bye, baby. Hello, Jesus. And guess where you're going. That's what it's all about. When the Lord gave me this message, he said, tell them, because they already know. Tell them I got a call upon their life. They know it. They've heard it. I spoke to them. I'm about tired of talking. Some of you, I don't know. Some of you, God may call you one more time. He may speak to your heart one more time. Some of you, he may never speak to again. Until he says, away from me, for I never knew you. And I don't think you'd want to hear those words. I don't care if I'm making mad or glad. I just want to change you. I want you to open your ears. And I want you to hear. Not what your wife thinks, not what your kids think, not what the church thinks, not what your pastor thinks. Because he ain't got the guts to do what God's telling him either. But I want you to hear what God is saying to you. Because I can tell you exactly what it is. It's go to the highways and the byways. And invite the good and the bad. There's a reason he's inviting them both. We'll get into that someday. Now, today. Today is the day, not tomorrow. The Bible said if you hear his voice today, enter it today. I'm going to ask you to pray with me. But only you can mean it. I'm praying on your behalf. I'm asking God not to kill you, not to let you die, not to let you perish until this message has sunk in, until you can get away. Tell your wife you've got to go for a ride. You've got to get alone. Tell the kids or whatever they're doing, do it themselves. You've got to be alone for a minute. Go out to the garage, go to the basement, go wherever it is you hide, go for a ride, go have coffee at some restaurant, but get a hold of God. And today is the day. Wherever you're at, if you can, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. If you're driving, don't do it. But if you can, close your eyes. Heavenly Father, in the holy name of Jesus, we come before you right now. Father, you said your spirit would not strive for man forever. And we know that there is a day that your spirit will cease to strive with man, and it will be over with for that person. Whether they want to believe in eternal security or once saved, always saved, or whatever, they're going to find out a whole lot different. They heard your voice, God. They know you've spoken to them. That computer has become their God. That car has become their God. All that money for the college, that's their God. They got to get the doggy's toenails clipped. Father God, you've given more mercy than any of us deserve. But I ask you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask you, Lord God, for one more extension of your mercy and grace. Father God, unto everyone, unto the thousands out there whom you are calling to go unto the highways and the byways. Their name is not going to be up in lights. They're not going to be famous. They're going to be the troubler of the church. They're going to be the hated ones. But God, give them the word of truth. Correct doctrine. And let them live by faith. Freely they have received. Now let them give freely. Let them trust you to worry about what they need to wear and to eat and to drive and to live in. For Father God, I know that we need a vehicle, and you'll give it. And unto those out there who need a vehicle, you'll give it. Because God, you are not a respecter of persons. Right now we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to be merciful one more time. Father God, let your voice be loud and clear. One more time, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. There's no more I can do for you. Now, it's between you and God. But I do ask you this. Before you close your eyes to go to sleep tonight, you settle it. You settle it with God tonight. Yes, God, I will obey you. No, God, hell is fine with me. Whichever way, but settle it today. Thank you for joining the program.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we ask you to tune in again next time to the Alarm Call. Remember, if you would like to contact us for prayer requests, or if you just need someone to talk to, you can reach us on the World Wide Web at www.intothelight.org. You can also send us traditional mail at Post Office Box 1523 in Hollister, Missouri, 65673. Please have a wonderful day, and may God be with you in all that you do.